Welcome to the Uno Mas podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Kay. With over a decade spent in the trenches as a digital marketer, brand strategist, business coach, and relentless entrepreneur, I am here to serve up the raw, unpolished truth to thousands of listeners each week. If you are sick of sifting through endless, fluffy advice that doesn't get you anywhere, or you're feeling stuck and clueless about how to actually scale your business, then you've hit the jackpot. Because here, I'm all about throwing away the overplayed crap methods that don't work and serving you with the non-sleazy strategies you need to streamline your operations, optimize your digital footprint, and scale your business to sustainable success. Grounded in faith and grit, we're tackling everything from productivity hacks and social media strategies to hardcore business tactics and marketing methods. I'm here to force you to redefine success and equip you with the clarity and strength you need to deepen roots of purpose, confidence, and authority in your industry. But wait, there's more. Expect brutally honest conversations and interviews with industry-leading experts to learn the best-kept secrets and learn the skills and tactics they use so you can tackle your biggest goals along the way. The Uno Mas podcast is not just a podcast. It's a reality check. No more drowning in confusion or idling in neutral. It's time to step up, get focused, and lean into a life and business with pure, undiluted purpose. Cheers to the 100th episode. What the heck? How are we here already? Now, I know I've taken some breaks in between, but we are finally here celebrating 100th episode for Uno Mas podcast. And today I'm talking about one of my favorite topics, and that is email marketing and the fact that it's not dead, people. It is not dead. I'm going to be talking to you not only about the benefits of email marketing, but how to get people on your list, and then what makes people stay on your list, and then ways that you can improve your open rate, your click-through rate, your email verbiage, and just really and honestly keep people coming back for more. So without further ado, let's get into it. I'm geeking out. It's the 100th episode. Let's talk about why email marketing isn't dead and how you can achieve success in 2024. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I have been building an email list for several years, and within my very first year of building an email list, I remember we built it up to over, like, I think 6,000 subscribers within the first, actually, it wasn't even in the first year. I think it was in the first 5 months. Ever since then, we've continued to grow the email list, and we have a lot of different emails that go out. It is a wonderful way to nurture your audience. But today, I'm going to go into a lot more details of why you still need to be implementing email marketing, but not solely relying on email marketing to do all of the work for you. Because let's be real, there are many other ways to market your brand and business, many ways that are more visibility and front-facing, and then something like email marketing that is really intended to nurture, warm, and convert your audience. No, email marketing is not dead. You're still getting emails today, whether you check them frequently or not. Companies are still leveraging email marketing because why? It works. It definitely works. And it's just another layer of communication with your audience. Again, let me preface the fact that it is not a visibility tool. It's not like running an ad. It's not like showing up on social media. It's not like creating content on YouTube or, you know, even being discovered through a podcast, even though there's not really a visual dynamic to it, but there is an audio dynamic to it. Email marketing is truly intended to nurture, warm, and convert. So understanding the purpose of the marketing tool is really important in order to implement the marketing tool. So what are some benefits to, you know, email marketing, and how can it benefit you and your business? Let's talk about this. Well, number one, like I said, it warms your audience. If they discover you on a social media platform, or they discover me on a YouTube video, or listen to a podcast, and they jump over to my email newsletter, it's another way for me to just continuously have that conversation and that open dialogue with them through email marketing. It also, again, like I mentioned before, adds that layer or extra touch point that you can have with your audience, and it can strengthen your conversion rate. In fact, it is a great funnel in order to get people to convert if they're on the fence or they're just trying to learn a little bit more about you or your brand when coming on your email list. And then it helps automate your communication process, which is one of the biggest benefits that I find with email marketing, because you might have, you know, a three-step process, a five-step process, or even a more lengthy process to taking the client from interest or the prospect all the way from interest into conversion and sale. And that process can also be communicated or navigated through or assisted with the element of email marketing. And I love the fact that email marketing allows you to do that. So what do you do to get people on your list? And a lot of people will tell you that you can use popular tactics like lead magnets or, you know, engagement tactics like on social media to get people on. But I will tell you, full disclosure, when we grew the email list so rapidly and so quickly with a vast amount of subscribers initially out the gate, I did leverage lead magnets. I did position enticing offers for free or very low cost to get people on the email list. It was the easiest way for us to do it. Now, I understand that might not be ideal for every industry, depending on what industry that you're in, but it doesn't hurt to have several lead magnets or low tier offers out there to drive people on your email list. But having powerful opt-ins, you know, whether it's a pop-up opt-in or a newsletter subscribe opt-in when it's on your website, these are all wonderful ways of getting people on your email list. And then creating valuable, engaging, and entertaining content on social media. If you're showing up as a brand, as a personal brand, as a business brand, whatever it might look like for you, and you are actually giving valuable content and your call to action in the content is to subscribe or to get on your email list for further information. This is a wonderful way of getting people over on your email list organically without incentivizing them with some type of offer or lead magnet, but genuinely just being you as a brand, being personable, being engaging, being entertaining, and getting your audience over on your email list so that they can tap into a little bit of a deeper inside of what the brand or you as a person is all about, because you promise to deliver that through your email marketing and the emails that you're sending out. Another thing is providing juicy offers, which I've kind of already mentioned. A lot of times, I mean, there are people that will get on your email list with a high tier offer, but I've always found personally and for our clients that the lower tier, the entry level, the lead magnet type offers are going to grow your list quickly. However, be mindful of the fact that if you're offering lead magnets or freebies, there's a lot of people out there that might not be qualified as consumers for your brand or your service or your product that you're offering, but they just want to snag the free stuff. Now, there's no problem with that, but you have to be aware of the conversion rate, because if you're getting a lot of people interested in regards to the free dynamic of whatever it is that you're offering them, the conversion rate might be a little bit lower unless you're very specific with the copy in your audience. And that really is important. Knowing your audience, I'm going to touch on this in a minute, makes a huge impact of how you're speaking, how you're conveying the information, and how you are then trickling them onto your email list, because you can eliminate that problem of getting a huge influx of people that just want free stuff by positioning or creating offers that only speak to your ideal and core audience. So what makes people stay on your list specifically? Well, you can give them everything that you are giving them elsewhere, okay? And that is going to make them jump off your list. Your list, especially email, it's almost like saying, you know, I don't know how to put this. It's almost like letting somebody in the door of your home. It is an extra step inside, a little bit closer to you. And as a brand, email's a little bit more personal. I mean, think about how, is it easy for you to give out your email? I know for me, I hate giving out my email. In fact, I have a junk email that I give out when I go shopping and stores are like, hey, can I get your email? I always give them my bogus email because I never want somebody having my personal email or my business email. So I have three: a junk email, personal, and business. Actually, I probably have more than that, but that is primarily what I work with. But think about it. How often do you give out your main email? If you're somebody that gives out your email all the time, then you're probably bombarded by a bunch of crap and spam emails in your inbox. And it's super annoying and it's super flooded and you barely like checking your email because it is filled with all that crap. And you'd prefer to have something of a space that really speaks to you. So you have to think about, what is the consumer interested in? What is your audience interested in? And if you are providing them the same information or a copy and paste situation from previous social media platforms or your website blog, and you're just copying and pasting it into an email, why are they even going to stay? I wouldn't want to stay if what I'm seeing in my email is exactly what I can consume without being subscribed or without being notified by just opening up Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn and scrolling and seeing that your post is there for the day. So you want to create a space, especially in email marketing, that is deeper, that is a little bit more personal, that lets them in behind the closed doors, that lets them see your brand and hear your brand in a different light. You also want to stop being so boring. It is so annoying to have these snooze fest emails that are just so generic and so outplayed and overdone. Like, here's my offer. Are you struggling with scaling your business? Well, I have the first three solutions to better success. I mean, come on. Seriously, everybody has the solutions to success. It's just repeated, regurgitated, and quite honestly, overplayed and outdone. And a lot of people are sick of it and they can pick up on it right away. They can pick up on it, and I'm going to get touch on this in a second, but straight from the headline. So I have struggled with this. I'm not going to lie, because I think when anybody steps into the world of entrepreneurship, you think, okay, I'm going to try methods that other people have done. And this seems to be working for some people. And why would it not work for me? And that's just not the case. I'm sassy. I'm a little bit opinionated. I am a tough love personality, and that needs to come through in my content, specifically in my email marketing, especially if you are opening the door to become a little bit closer inside my inner circle of me sharing tips, because our agency newsletter is written by me. It's my voice. It's my tips. It's the brand that I've created with the team, but also letting you know kind of like what I'm going through and what we're struggling with and what our wins are and everything like that. So if I just show up and give you some snooze fest, blanket statement, overly pitched, overly done, processed email, you're going to unsubscribe. And by the way, it's normal to get unsubscribes every day, every week, every month. It happens. There's nothing for you to worry about. But the better you get at communicating like you, and the more less boring that you are, the better it is going to be. And you're going to have people stay on your list a lot longer. You'll also want to know your audience, like I mentioned. So being very clear of who your audience is. Are they, for me, they are successful female entrepreneurs or new people into their entrepreneurial journey, but they're go-getters, they're self-sufficient, they are hustlers, they are doing multiple jobs, they are either corporate women trying to branch off on their own, and they are service-based. Now, I have a lot of product-based women that do jump on the newsletter, that do follow the brand. However, my content really speaks to the service-based. That doesn't mean that my content will not benefit the product-based industry. That is just my primary audience. So when you get clear about who you're talking to, you know their struggles, you know their pain points, you know what they're looking for, and you can be the solution or the piece that helps put them back together, then your place, your space, your emails, your newsletter, your entire campaigns become click-worthy and desirable to your ideal consumer. And this also helps keep people on your list. So let's talk about improving your email campaigns and how you can improve your open rate, your retention rate, and all of that. The first thing starts with, again, knowing your audience. That's going to be important because how you're going to communicate with them on visibility platforms like Facebook and TikTok and LinkedIn and Instagram and all those places is going to help them convert over to your list. But then once they're on your list, how do you keep them there? And how do you keep that retention high? How do you improve your open rates? How do you do all of that? Well, the first thing comes with the first thing that they're going to see in their inbox, and that's the subject line. That's the preview text. So I know, and I have seen through clients that we've worked with, they'll only put in the subject line and they'll fail to enter the preview text. The preview text would not be there if it wasn't something that you needed to fill out. The preview text gives a general gist of what is included in the email. The headline captures their attention, or the subject line captures their attention. If you have the option for a preview text, which if you are using popular email marketing platforms, you do, fill it all out. Do not skip this process. Do not skip this step and pass go. You need to do this, okay? So let's talk about a dead headline versus a hooking headline or a subject line. So if we're talking about email marketing here, a dead subject line would be like monthly newsletter update, snooze fest, don't care. I get tons of these in a month. I'm probably deleting before I even open. The preview text would probably be something like, here's our latest newsletter with updates and news. Well, that sounds exciting. Not. Okay. So let's switch this up a little bit. How could we make this a little bit better to make it hooking, attention grabbing, and getting somebody to actually click and want to read the email? Example, the subject line could be, are you making these email marketing mistakes? A question is always a great route to go. So asking a question or making a statement around a problem or a desire that your consumer or person or persona audience has is key to getting them to click. So again, are you making these email marketing mistakes? Question. The preview text could be, discover the top five mistakes that you could be or that could be costing you conversions and how to fix them today. I would want to click on that. I would definitely want to click on that. Even though I'm talking about email marketing and I feel like I have some knowledge here to talk about email marketing, I am always looking for tips and advice on what other people are doing and what is working for them. Because as entrepreneurs, if we are not learning and growing and trying different methods and implementing different strategies that other people are doing, how are we to know that it's never going to work for us if we don't give it a go and give it a try? So yes, I would always click on something like this over a monthly newsletter update. Like, that's just annoying. I probably have done that in the past, if I'm being honest with you. I probably have. So those of you that have been subscribed for a really long time, don't go back to old emails that I have sent and find the one that I have done that in and be like, well, look at here, Whitney, you did it. Okay, we're talking about like 8 years ago, maybe not that long, but we're talking about years ago. I have grown in my process. So I'm just telling you, this is a better route to go. Also, you don't want to annoy your list with too many emails. Now, I actually just scaled mine back recently. I was doing and have been doing for a couple years a weekly email newsletter. But what I found over the course of a couple years is that my open rate and my click-through rate has decreased slightly over the past couple years. And I think it's because of the frequency of emails. Now, I don't know if that is the case, but I'm willing to give it a try. So we're actually scaling back to a monthly newsletter. I figured I can do so much more in a monthly newsletter, give so much more value, recaps, highlight and spotlight specific content or blogs or podcasts that have dropped, and really just take what I do weekly and consolidate it into one effective and well-rounded email in a month. And then I might send off like a pop-up thought email in the month or updates when I'm about to drop a new podcast or a new podcast or YouTube video drops. That's perfectly fine. But when I think about the weekly newsletter, letters, plus the occasional drop of a podcast and the announcement of a new YouTube video, and then the occasional pop-up, like I was just sending off too many emails, and I cannot stand, please forgive me if this is you and you're already doing this, I cannot stand too many emails. Like, you are very talky and very chatty, And I don't need to hear this much from you all the time. Like, we can scale it back. If I'm getting 4 emails in a week from somebody, that is too much. It is so annoying. And I have unsubscribed from your list. Now, some people might like that. You might have an audience that desires that. Your whole brand might be around giving daily inspiration and daily motivation or daily Bible verses and daily devotionals. That's one thing. But if you are a personal brand or a brand, a business that is service-based or product-based, there is no need to be sending off emails every day or even 3 to 4 times a week. It's too much. Consolidate it as you can. And then you want to be looking at your data consistently. Now, if you're looking at your data and you're like, okay, I'm seeing these results, or I got a very low click-through rate here, but whoa, this email produced a really great click-through rate. We got tons of visits on our website. We even converted so many people. And then you go to create another email that doesn't like follow along the same lines as the email that got a lot of engagement and a lot of good reporting back as far as the data goes. What are you doing? What are we doing? I know I have done this a million times. I'm like, oh, wow, that really popped off. That did great. And then I went and did something completely different. Then it didn't get any response. And I'm sitting there asking myself, well, I don't understand why that didn't work the same as the last email. It's because I wasn't paying attention to the data. I wasn't taking the data and saying, hey, this is something my audience is really loving. Now, yeah, you have to tweak things up every once in a while, and you can't be doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, but paying attention to the data and then taking that data and trying to implement it forward going with other emails and marketing tactics and campaigns that you're putting out there is only going to benefit you, increase your opt-in rate, increase your retention rate, increase your open rate and your click-through rates. This is all data that we want to be paying attention to, and all data that we want to not only be paying attention to, but also re-implementing based on what we learn from that data into future campaigns that we are creating. So email marketing is not dead. Email marketing is far from dead. It's all about, what are you communicating? How often are you communicating it? Is the information something that your audience ideally is wanting to consume? Are you differentiating yourself from your other brands and other influencers or other individual personal brands out there? And are you paying attention to what your audience is consuming, what they're liking, what they're responding to? And are you re-implementing that into future campaigns that you're doing? So I encourage you to take all of this information. And if you need help implementing email campaigns, setting up email marketing system, figuring out what is best for your brand and how to strategize an effective process moving forward, then ask me questions down below. Drop them in the comments, send me an email, go to our website, click on a consultation call. Let's have a strategy assessment together. Either one of these options, they are all available to you. And I am here to help along with my team here at Eden Agency. And I look forward to talking with you a little bit more and helping you thrive the rest of this year with your email marketing efforts. I will be back next week, and I hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Bye, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to listen to today's episode of Uno Mas Podcast. What can you do to help support me moving forward? Well, you can subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform. Leave a review and a rating, because it's your reviews that matter most, and it's your reviews that help us get this show found by new listeners. And share this podcast with your friends, family, and followers on all your social media accounts. Tag me, The Whitney K, and at Uno Mas Podcast for a listener spotlight on our social media accounts.